that claims to be from HMRC, take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, three people have been killed in the latest Iranian rocket strikes in central Israel. As fighting between the countries intensifies, Tehran has confirmed an Israeli attack killed its armed forces intelligence chief yesterday. Abbas Araghchi, Iran's foreign minister, says they'll stop retaliating when they're no longer being provoked.
It's our own belief that nuclear weapons are forbidden and prohibited. But if the purpose of any agreement is to deprive Iran of its nuclear rights, then naturally, we are not prepared to accept such an agreement.
The escalating conflict is likely to be high on the agenda at the G7 summit in Canada. It's also been reported that President Trump vetoed an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The National Crime Agency will lead a nationwide operation targeting grooming gangs. The announcement comes ahead of the release of Baroness Casey's report into the nature and scale of the issue. Sir Keir Starmer's now committed to a statutory inquiry after months of resistance. Policing commentator Danny Shaw says it could take some years.
What it's saying is we need an inquiry because Baroness Casey has told us we need an inquiry to look at the past and what went wrong and where mistakes were made. But what we also need to do is focus on the here and now and try and do police investigations to tackle the perpetrators.
A man is in custody 2 days after a US politician and her husband were shot dead in Minnesota. There had been a huge search for Vance Bolter after Melissa and Mark Hortman were killed at their home. Candles have been lit at a vigil outside the Indian High Commission in London for the victims of the Air India plane crash. At least 270 people died when the flights to Gatwick crashed shortly after takeoff in Ahmedabad on Thursday. MI6 will be led by a woman for the first time. Blaise Metrawelli has been announced as the new head of the British Intelligence Service. She currently serves as the organisation's Director of Technology. And the weather mostly dry with some warm sunshine. Damp and breezy though for the north and west of Scotland and parts of Northern Ireland, a high of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hi there, it's Lucy Coward here. It is Monday, and it needs music. All right then, try this one on for size. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The City of London Sinfonia playing the second movement of Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in D minor number 2. And before that, Enrico Onofri was in charge of the Munich Chamber Orchestra as they played the second movement of Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik. Good morning, hello and welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Lucy Coward with you this Monday, June the 16th. And let's not waste any time. Places to go, people to see.
Thank you.
I went to the cinema last week and saw the trailer for the last ever Downton Abbey film, which is out in September. No spoilers. But there was a little bit of it that made me say, what now? And I was sat with a friend who is a huge fan of the series, and she was all abuzz at what she saw as well. The theme to Downton Abbey by John Lunn, James Fitzpatrick, directed the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, it's Oatley the Jack Russell Terrier who'll be the king of the castle in Dan Walker's Dog Walker this morning. Dan is back with Classic FM Breakfast from 6:30, and Oatley will be treated to Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March just before 7. Very fitting. Elsewhere, all school runners are welcome at around 8:15, and there'll be a whole hour of music from the Classic FM Hall of Fame after 9. But just after this, I've got your latest travel news and something to put a spring in your step to.
Classic FM.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Out!
No way! That was in!
The ball was out. You may want to get your eyes tested, sir.
Serve your eyes the care they deserve. With the Vision Express Eye Care Plan, you can get two pairs of glasses for just £5.70 a month, including 20% off glasses, a free advanced eye test, and more. Book your eye test today. Vision Express. Express your vision. T&Cs apply. Interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender. Representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office. Guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80-year-olds. With no health checks and a gift card worth £125. Plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new. Like life cover. Or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Hey, it's me, your washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so...
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO, do energy differently. Beyond customers only, smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
This is Classic FM with the latest travel news. Next.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with vintage cash cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Classic FM Travel.
In Hampshire, the M27 is down to one lane in both directions at Junction 12, the M275, because roadworks are overrunning. In Kent, on the A2 eastbound, a lane is closed because of emergency repairs between Gravesend and the M2. It's slow in Worcestershire on the M5 northbound because of an accident between Junction 6 Worcester and Junction 5 Droitwich. In East Yorkshire, on the M62 westbound, a lane is closed for emergency repairs between Junction 37 Howden and Junction 36 Goole. On London Overground, there are severe delays on the Windrush line between New Cross Gate and Highbury and Islington after a signal failure. And South Western Railway are running a reduced service at Southampton Central because of problems at the depot.
Classic FM.
full of joy and optimism, just how we should be first thing on a Monday morning. The first movement of spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and it was played by Manchester Camerata on Classic FM. Brilliant. Nemi Järvi directing the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra as they played the Hungarian Dance from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. I hope your Monday goes swimmingly. I'm Lucy Coward. Lovely to have spent the first part with you. Let's do the same with early breakfast tomorrow morning from four, shall we? Excellent. Now, Dan Walker is here with Classic FM Breakfast.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Good morning. Big thank you to Lucy. Shall we dive into the working week? We have a fine few hours lined up for you, all held together by some wonderful music.
Classic FM Breakfast
with Dan Walker.
Thank you. Thank you.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX. Experts in expedition since 1896.
Classic FM.
Wasn't that wonderful? Let me lament my cruel fate. Albrecht Meyer and Symphonia Varsovia, giving us a nice burst of Handel on the oboe this morning. And the second movement of Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez as well. That was the Philharmonia Orchestra with John Williams on the guitar. Nearly quarter to seven. Good morning. It's Dan Walker with you on another Monday. Welcome to Classic FM Breakfast. Welcome to the start of a new working week. Looks like it's going to be a hot one for many. Already it's a nice sort of toasty temperature today. Have you been up and about? Maybe you're just surfacing. Let me know what you're up to and what lies ahead today. I've got music on the horizon. It'll go down a treat no matter what you are doing. If you're a bit bleary-eyed, though, at this moment, how about we shake off that early morning rust? Thank you. Playful pizzicato from Benjamin Britten's Simple Symphony. That was the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Good morning if you just switched on. 12 minutes to 7 o'clock. My son told me this yesterday. Do you know we're now nearer to 2050 than we are to the year 2000? Which I've got to tell you, it slightly blew my mind this morning. It'll take me a while to get round that. But here's some Off and Back for you on Classic FM. Short, sweet and feisty, the gallop from Offenbach's Gaieté Parisienne. That was the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's time now to meet Dan Walker's dog walker on this Monday morning on Classic FM. Hello to Patricia in Little Chalfont. That's in Buckinghamshire, if you didn't know. Good morning, Dan, she says. This is a request for my dog, Oatley. I like that name, to get into the Dan Walker's Dog Walker Club. He is a Jack Russell Terrier who turns 5 in July. He listens to your music every day. I quite like this fella. Otherwise, he's usually chasing after a ball or chilling like a villain in the garden. OK, this might be my favourite dog for a while. Oatley, you are well in the club. We'll be right back. Well, that's giving you a nice straight back for Monday morning, isn't it? That was Edward Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance, March number 4, the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted this morning for us by Giuseppe Sinopoli. The sun, by the way, has just burst through the clouds here outside our Classic FM studio just before 7 o'clock, perfectly timed. Played that for my dog walk, a bit of Elgar for Patricia and her Jack Russell Oatley over in Little Chalfont this morning. Thank you for joining in, you two. Are you named after the milk, Oatley? I don't expect you to answer that, but maybe Patricia can. If you'd like to be in the dog walking club, you can tell me all about you and your four-legged friend on 6.18.12 and classicfm.com. We do it every single morning around about this time. Good morning to Harriet, who's in Pontier this morning. Good morning, Dan. Beautiful morning here, she says. Yesterday was breakfast on the beach at Beer in Devon and picking homegrown strawberries with my sister Eleanor. Later, I'll be turning those strawberries into jam and doing some craft with my friends. That is what Harriet is up to. I'll be on the hunt for your last night laters in the next hour. I also have perfect music to go with strawberry jam on the way, sweet and perky. After the news and the weather with Simon.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Wake up to breathtaking views every morning. The people of Britain have bought loads of noise-cancelling headphones. With a Barclaycard Rewards credit card, you could get cash back on eligible purchases and no fees on spending overseas. What you buy is your business. Rewarding you is ours. Subject to financial status, T's and C's apply. Check if you're eligible at barclaycard.co.uk. Representative example, 28.9% APR representative variable and 28.9% purchase rate per annum based on a £1,200 credit limit.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Many dentists refer their own patients on to Darwood and Tanner.
My name is Dr. Mark Kent. I'm a general dental practitioner practicing in a North London suburb. Darwood and Tanner have become my preferred referral practice. I feel that Dr. Andrew Darwood can provide the highest level of implant surgery that is available, together with giving my patients the option of alternative specialist treatments.
Download your information pack today. Search Darwood and Tanner. Your smile is our healthy obsession.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a giant panda from £5 a month, helping to create wildlife corridors to reconnect panda habitats. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Panda and help bring our world back to life.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
You know that guy I've been seeing?
Yeah.
Turns out my sister's been seeing him too.
Oh, really?
And I heard he's been seeing Kelly at number 56. And Dave.
Your brother?
Yep.
Specsavers opticians and audiologists own and run their stores, so your care is their business, which can make them rather popular.
I've got something to tell you. I've got half an hour with him this afternoon.
Specsavers, your care is our business. Book an appointment today.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, fighting between Israel and Iran has entered a fourth day with attacks increasing in intensity. Israeli authorities say a further 5 people have been killed in strikes overnight, while Iranian authorities say more than 200 have died since Israel began operations on Friday. It's been reported that President Trump vetoed an Israeli plan to kill Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was asked about it by Fox News.
There are so many false reports of conversations that never happened, and I'm not going to get into that. But I can tell you, I think that we do what we need to do. We'll do what we need to do. And I think the United States knows what is good for the United States, and I'm just not going to get it.
Okay. The National Crime Agency will carry out a nationwide operation targeting grooming gangs. The findings of a rapid review will be published later. Classic FM's reporter Fraser Knight has more.
The Home Office says more than 800 investigations have already been reopened as part of this new push from the NCA to go after perpetrators. And of course it comes at the same time as a big U-turn from the Prime Minister, following months of him saying there was no need for a national public inquiry. He even said those calling for one were jumping on the bandwagon of the far right. A rapid review by Baroness Casey, though, is expected to recommend a deeper dive, one that can oversee local investigations to make sure it doesn't drag on for years.
A man suspected of shooting dead a politician and her husband in Minnesota has been arrested after a huge search. People had been urged not to approach Vance Bolter. A rare copy of the first